Hi, this is Ken McCarthy from the System Club. And, you know, every now and then I encounter somebody and I find what they're doing to be so interesting and also so valuable for people that I know that I just have to let you know about them. And that's the case in this call here today. I'm going to be talking with Adam Witte. And the way I heard about Adam was I was at a Dan Kennedy event in Cleveland, Dan's home turf, and it was a very interesting event. He was talking about how he organizes his work day, and you might think, what, to spend a whole day learning about that? Well, I got a lot of good stuff from it. It was well worth the trip to Cleveland to learn it. Dan, as we're going to talk about on this call, is one of the great, 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 that's great cubed, not squared or multiplied, but cubed, educators in business and in marketing. If you don't know that, let me be the first to let you know. If you knew it and forgot it, remind yourself. When we look at all the great internet marketers, for example, out there today, the ones who are doing really spectacular work, all of them learned their direct marketing chops, which of course is the foundation of everything, from Dan. So anyway, I was at this event, and there was an announcement that Dan was doing something in South Carolina. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder what it's about. And Dan is giving 2 days of talks on two of the most important topics in business and marketing. And that was very impressive because these are sort of like do or die topics. These are issues that you've got to master if you're going to succeed in the marketing arena, which means the business arena too. And I thought, well, that's pretty good. And then I saw the price for these things, and they're very, very reasonably priced. Dan is an expensive ticket, and rightfully so. And when I saw that these were priced, that these 2 days were at such a reasonable rate, I was like, wow, that's even more amazing. So I did a little more digging into the guy that is putting it on, and I found out that Dan published his autobiography through Adam's company. And as somebody that was a Dan Kennedy vendor for many years, let me just tell you, when you're a vendor of Dan, you better be good. The weak don't last very long, and the incompetent don't last at all. And I was proud that I stayed with Dan through his entire career until the company sold to Bill Glazer. And it was challenging. And you know what? Rightfully so. You know, vendors should be on their toes, and they should give you their very best effort. So when I saw that Dan had worked with Adam to publish one of his books, and we're going to talk about Dan and his publishing strategies. Dan is a master of using books for promotion. When I saw that Dan had picked Adam to publish his autobiography, I thought, wow, that's really significant. And I know they're going to do some additional projects together. So it's not only hard to get Dan as a client, it's really hard to get him to come back and do more. So anybody that does that is doing really good work. So we're going to talk about Adam's specialty. We're also going to talk about this event that's coming up in Charleston, because really, guys, just go. If you know Dan, you know this is something that you're going to want to see. If you don't know Dan, and maybe you're kind of new to this whole marketing world, let me stake my reputation that those 2 days will probably be some of the most valuable days you spend in your life as a business person. So welcome, Adam.
Ken, talk about an introduction. Good grief. Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, before we get into our conversation, let's talk about A, how people can find your core business, and then B, most important for the purposes of this call, because time is of the essence, and we don't want anybody to miss out on getting a seat by, you know, not getting this information soon enough. What is the web address for the 2 days with Dan? And then we'll talk more about that later in the call, but I just want to get those URLs out. So if somebody wants to check out your core business and what it is that you do for the world, how do they find out about that?
They visit AdvantageFamily.com. The company is Advantage Media Group, and we help entrepreneurs and professionals create, publish, and market a business book, and then help them use that book as a marketing tool to build their brand, to build their authority status, and ultimately to grow their business.
Great. And we're going to be talking about that topic in depth, because there aren't many silver bullets in business, but one of them is having a book with your name on it that addresses your audience's needs and interests and curiosity. And we're gonna get into that. Some people who followed me for a long time have heard me talk about this before, and the reason I talk about it so much is because it's so true, and it's so essential. And we're gonna get into the details of that a little bit later, and how to do it right too. Not just often you just hear the advice, well, do it. Okay, well that's a start, but we're also gonna talk about how do you do this? How do you wrap your mind around this kind of a venture and get the most for your investment of time and energy? So that's Adam's publishing and promotion business and marketing business. And what's the website for the conference?
We're talking about the Authority Marketing Summit featuring Dan Kennedy, which will be held November 11 and 12 in Charleston, South Carolina. If you visit authoritymarketingsummit.com, Authority Marketing Summit, in fact, I said that wrong, authoritymarketingsummit.org, authoritymarketingsummit.org. You can get all the information. You can register online to attend the two-day intensive boot camp with Dan Kennedy. He's your teacher for two full days.
Such a remarkable thing, because I'll tell you right now, I paid more for one day of Dan on a very narrow but important topic, but it was a fairly narrow topic. I paid more for one day than this entire weekend with Dan is costing, plus the things that Dan is going to be covering, and we're going to get into it in the call, are so fundamental. They're just, you know, if somebody said there's two things you have to know how to do, one would be day one that Dan is teaching, and the other one would be day two that's Dan teaching. It's that important. And frankly, nobody teaches this stuff better than Dan. So let's get to this. Let's get to this issue of authority and marketing. Why does it matter? You know, I have the best widget. I know more than anybody else. I have the best deal. Who cares whether I have a book or whether I've spent the time and energy to establish myself as an authority? What economic difference could it possibly make? Adam, what's your reply to that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Ken. An author of ours wrote a book probably 2 years ago, and the title of the book was How to Create Trust in an Understandably Untrusting World. And the book was targeted actually to financial advisors. And the author of the book was a marketing consultant for financial advisors. And that author ultimately ended up taking his book and partnering with Dan Kennedy and creating a book called No BS, Trust-Based Marketing, which is really a must-read for everybody listening, because trust is a big part of what we're going to be talking about. And the concept of the first book was simply this, that there's never been a point in the history of the world than now where consumer trust is at an all-time low. People have very little trust in businesses, in institutions. People certainly don't trust banks, and they don't trust the government. And the truth is, people don't even trust their own neighbors anymore. And if you think back 20 years, 30 years ago, we lived in a very trusting world. It was natural that you would give someone the benefit of the doubt. You wouldn't immediately suspect that they're trying to defraud you or cheat you or take something from you. And so we live in a very untrusting world today. And what that means is that you as a marketer, your job is now 10 times harder than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And if you can cross the chasm with trust, then you can ultimately get business. You can ultimately get prospects to become customers and to give you money. Stephen M. R. Covey recently wrote a book titled The Speed of Trust. And the tagline is, the one thing that changes everything. And so the big deal, in my opinion, is that people are very skeptical. And people see most businesses as, oh, they're trying to sell me something. And as soon as the prospect thinks he's trying to sell me something, defense barriers, defense mechanisms go up. And when people see you as a salesman, they immediately see you as somebody that's trying to get into their pocketbook, trying to get into their wallet, they immediately see you as usually a vendor or a commodity where, well, okay, if I'm going to buy something, I might as well check you against 2, 3, 4 other companies. And people oftentimes buy on price, as we all know. And when we say they buy on price, they buy on low price, not on high price. And so the whole idea is that your job as an entrepreneur, your job as a CEO is to accelerate trust. Your job is for the prospect to trust you and to trust your business more than everybody else. And trust is something that's conveyed and given to authorities. So if you and your business are seen as an authority, if you're seen as a leader and an expert in your industry, you're not selling them something, you're prescribing a solution to them. And when you think about going and sitting down with your doctor, when they tell you what's wrong and they write you a prescription, you don't distrust them. You don't go to 3 or 4 or 5 other doctors and say, how does this compare? In most cases, you immediately buy into what they're telling you, and then you go follow the doctor's prescription. And so the big idea, Ken, and we can go into this in much further detail, but the big idea is that it's never been harder to market and sell than in the day we live in right now, 2015. And so the businesses that are winning, the marketers that are capturing the hearts and souls of the customers they're going after are the ones that have created the highest level of trust and the ones that have positioned themselves and their companies as the authority, as the leader and the expert over all of their competition.
Gotcha. And this, your assessment that consumers are more skeptical and suspicious than ever, I think is accurate. And my take is it's not going to get better before it gets a lot worse. And, you know, it's just the climate that we're in. And, you know, in a sense, we're all paying for the sins of, you know, some other industries, Wall Street, for example, and the government's misbehavior. And it's just, you know, there gets to be an accumulation of these things. And people just say, oh, forget it. Nobody can be trusted. Now, the reality is, no matter what kind of a climate we're in, business is going to go on. People are going to make purchases. They are going to get their needs and wants met somewhere. So it's not that business grinds to a halt and there's no more transactions. It's just that it takes a lot more work to stand out as a trustworthy source. And I've always found, and I'm sure, Adam, you have too, that the best way to demonstrate your trustworthiness and your value as well is to let people know what you know. You know, it's the best leading. I always say leading with information is the best strategy for selling any product, whether it's an information product or a physical product. Because if people will just put themselves in the seats of their customers, and this is a very important exercise, and you can't do it too many times, but if you put yourself in your customer's seat, or you think about your own experience. When you're out trying to buy something, you know what it's like. You're not sure. You don't know what's the best option. You're afraid you're going to get taken advantage of. Or you might just be afraid you're going to buy the wrong thing. I know I use this example a lot when I finally decided I was going to buy a digital camera years ago. I was ready. I had the money. I was ready to do it. I was ready to spend X amount of dollars without a second thought. I couldn't find anybody that gave me a straight answer as to what kind of camera I needed. And it was the first person, and I had to go through a lot of people, it was the first person who took the time to explain the basics of digital photography and what the various features were and what they were for and what their significance was. As soon as I got that, I instantly trusted that person, and I instantly gave them my business. It was instant. So what establishes that kind of credibility faster than having a book? I mean, I don't know. Maybe being in front of an audience.
It is in many ways a silver bullet. I mean, think about books for a minute, right? So the largest consumer group in world history, okay, is organized religion. Mm-hmm. Organized religion has more paying customers than any business in the world. And when you look at organized religion, what is the central tenet that has brought it all together? It's this thing called the Bible. It's a book. Mm-hmm. It's a book. It's a story, and people buy into stories. And so let's take learning lessons from organized religion and apply it to business. And that is that when you look at a book, we give books to people that we love. We give books as presents, Christmas presents, Father's Day presents. If you want a book, you have to exchange money to get it. You can do that at Barnes & Noble. You can do that at Amazon. When somebody gives you a book, you first say thank you, and then you either read it or, at worst, you put it on your coffee table or on your bookshelf.
Yep.
The one thing we don't do is we don't throw books away. We just don't do it. And so think for a minute, if you have a book that educates in an objective way what it is that you or your business do, and you give that to a prospect, they don't perceive you as trying to sell them something. They perceive you as educating them independently, objectively. And when they review the book, when they read the book, they see you as a expert, because if you weren't an expert, how in the world could you have written 150 pages about one topic? The other thing to realize is that the time and energy and the money that you put into a book can oftentimes be the same amount of time and energy and money that you put into a fancy 30-page color catalog. Mm-hmm. Now, when you hand that prospect the 30-page color catalog, do they say thank you? No. Are they oftentimes immediately going to put that color catalog in the trash can? Absolutely. And so when you compare a book to any other marketing communication tool, the book wins. Because even though the book is marketing and communicating for you, it's not perceived to be. And that's the whole thing, is that when the prospect sees you as a trusted advisor rather than trying to sell them something, the game changes.
Yeah, and think about different medium. Like, you've got the PDF or the YouTube video or the audio file or whatever, a text document. All these wonderful electronic things, and they are wonderful, and they do have their place, and they can achieve miraculous things for you. But boy, they can be buried very quickly. You turn off your browser or you go to another tab and it's gone. You have to reboot your computer and it's gone. The person downloads your PDF, they throw it in a file with the intention to read it later, and it's gone. It might as well have never existed. And Adam makes a great point, and it's so simple that we can overlook it. But when you put a book down, it doesn't disappear. It doesn't dematerialize into a mass of digits somewhere the way all this digital media does. It has a substantiality, which means certainly not going to get thrown away. It's probably not going to get buried somewhere, at least initially. It is going to be put in a place of prominence. I'll give you two examples from my life. I have a jazz website, started as a hobby, and now it's the second most visited jazz website in the world. And so I interview a lot of people, mostly for fun, and I interviewed an author. He sent me his book. I'm not super interested in what was in the book. I've got a lot of other things to do, but guess where that book is? It's on my kitchen table. It's been there for a week. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing persistence of message. Think about it. You know, when you drive by a billboard, you drive by it, it's gone. When there is a banner ad on a website, well, as soon as you're on another page, it's gone. Imagine an ad that sits on somebody's kitchen table or sits in their den or sits on their desk at work or in their home office. I mean, this is just an amazing thing. And to give another example, this wasn't one of your clients, but it could have been. This is a guy who provides what's called concierge medical services. You know, sometimes people have complex medical cases and they need to be dealing with all kinds of specialists and you know, it's a real pain, as anybody that's ever been through it knows or has had a family member knows. It's about one of the hardest management tasks on earth. And so what this company does is they have doctors working for them and, you know, medical people working for them, and they handle all that for you, the reporting and the setting the appointments and making sure the doctors are communicating with each other. And so this guy wrote a book about the flaws in our medical system and how you can overcome them through organizing yourself better and being a little more assertive in your dealing with doctors. And he lays everything out. He lays every trick that he knows out. He holds nothing back. And then by the time you're done with the book, you say, you know, that sounds great, but I'd sure like someone to do this for me. And next thing I knew, I found myself going to the website and signing up for a free consultation. And it was, and I, even though I know it's a company and I, you know, I'm a marketer, I know the book was written for marketing purposes. I know the book was written to sell me. I still don't look at that book that way because, and I think, Adam, tell me if I'm wrong, the book has to be intrinsically good too. We're not talking about packing a blatant sales pitch between covers. We're talking about putting out something valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. The book has to, we always say at Advantage, the litmus test for your book, it has to look as good and it has to read as good as any you'd find on the front table at Barnes & Noble. And what I mean by that, it doesn't have to win a Pulitzer Prize, but it has to be coherent. It's got to be valuable content, and it's got to be organized and written in a way that makes the reader think more of you after reading the work than what they thought before they picked up the book. Because just as a book can raise your credibility, if done poorly, a book could lower your credibility as well. And so having it well written and well edited, having a book that's really well designed, that looks really good, these are all really, really important things. But the point that you make, Ken, is so great, that a book is seen by consumers as an independent, objective, authoritative piece of information, a body of work. It's not seen as marketing literature or a sales letter. That doesn't mean that you don't write in a way that persuades the reader to your way of thinking, but it's not overt. It's subtle. And by doing that, the reader picks up your book, goes through it, and again, they want to work with you versus feeling like you're trying to sell them into hiring you. It's a subtle difference, but it makes all the difference in the world, really.
Well, I really like the approach, and I'd be curious what you think about this approach of disclosing all. Like if you have a methodology for doing something, like that's what this particular author did with the medical services book. You know, he didn't leave anything out. If you want to go and do all that hard stuff yourself, you could take that book, use it as a blueprint, and get all of it done. Now, some people will. You know, there are a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, and they've got a lot of time, and they're up for that task. But then there's the people. Then there are the people that say, "Well, you know what? This guy clearly knows what he's talking about. He's told me everything, and whether he's selling me anything or not, I want to buy because I want somebody to do this. And clearly, he's the guy that knows how to do it."
It's funny that the most common objection we will get from an author is, "Gee, I feel like I'm giving away the farm. I feel like I'm telling too much. You know, I don't feel comfortable giving away all this great information in a $20 book." And my point, and everybody on our team makes the same point, first of all, 0.1% at best are going to actually take action and do all the things that you say in your book, number one. Number two, the more information you provide, quite honestly, the more you overwhelm them into all the things that they have to do, which makes them more likely to raise their hand and say, "I need help. How do I hire you? How do I hire your company to do it for me?"
There you go. There you go. And you made a really interesting point too earlier that I want to highlight and make sure people grasp. Sometimes people say, "Oh, a book, oh, it's going to be so hard." Well, first of all, you get help. Nobody, even professional authors who write books, they don't do it themselves. They have editors, they have proofreaders, they have copy editors, someone else designs the book. They get a tremendous amount of help. So you, first of all, you're not going to do it. You're going to need help. So you're going to intelligently, you're going to find it. You're going to find it somewhere. So there will be effort, there will be investment and so on, but there's always investment in marketing. And you make the point that some people will happily invest all kinds of time, energy, and money in crates full of four color brochures that get passed around and thrown in the trash that day. There's another investment that people make that's they're maybe not as aware of, which is the investment of being obscure. You know, for instance, if I let's talk about the value of being an authority. So if you have if you've developed authority and really having a book is one of the quickest ways to do that, all kinds of things happen that don't happen if you don't. For example, you get your calls answered. You know, if you're just a guy who nobody's heard of, well, I don't know, we'll call him back if we have a time or maybe never. But if you're the guy who wrote the book and has a body of knowledge that's valuable and impressive, all of a sudden you're like, oh, let's talk to this guy. If you want to do a deal with anybody of any kind, let's say you want to put on a conference, and you're the guy who doesn't really have any sales tools, well, you're not going to get very far. But if you have a book or books in your name and those books are well done, well, all of a sudden people are going to look at you differently and go, yeah, maybe I'll be part of that conference because I like that book, or this is a very impressive book. I wonder who the guy is behind the book. There's a lot of magic that goes on. So, yes, it's going to cost you, but you're already, if I could express this clearly, if you are going on 100 sales calls without a book, that's a lot of energy expended. You could probably get the same economic result from going on 10 or 5 sales calls to the right people, of course, if you had a book. If you follow me, every marketing move you make when you have a book and have established authority is amplified, and not just a little bit, it's amplified like significantly. So this is something I want everybody to consider. You're one way or the other, you're going to be making a lot of time, money, and energy investment in your marketing. What are you going to go to battle with? Are you going to go with your bare hands? Are you going to go with a toothpick? Are you going to go with a safety pin? Or are you going to go with a sword? Now, you still have to learn how to use the sword, and let's talk about that after this. But I'd much rather go with a sword. And in the world of establishing your credibility, the book is a sword. Think this through. You don't have to believe Adam. You don't have to believe me. But think through all the experiences and interactions you've had, and who gets your attention? Who gets your ear? Who gets your confidence? You'll find very often in your life it's the person that's written the book. So I'm going to call the book a sword that you take into the marketplace. Now let's talk a bit about, Adam, if we could, about obviously just producing a great book and having it stacked up in your storage unit or in your den or in your garage. That's not what we're talking about here. There's other steps after the book has been produced. Could you talk about how one wields this sword once you've got it? What are the best ways to use a book to get the maximum return on your investment?
So the first thing I would say is you need to get out of your head the idea that the best way to make money with your book is by selling it.
Amen. Okay?
What I want you to get out of your head is that you'll really make any money at all selling it. There's what I like to call invisible income streams that a book creates that we're going to talk about, because that's where the real money is. Done right, a book can change your life and your business forever, but it's not going to come from selling books. In fact, the sobering statistic is that the average nonfiction business book in its lifetime sells less than 1,000 copies. And thinking that you're going to be the exception to the rule is a fool's errand. I'm not saying that it won't happen, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars off of a book if done properly, and perhaps I can illustrate a couple ways. Number one, speaking. Okay, Dan Kennedy is doing a whole day at the Authority Marketing Summit on speaking and how if you can position yourself as an authority that people want to bring into their meeting, their conference, or event to speak at, it can be a game changer in your business. And the truth is this, that meeting planners that are putting on events, their number one fear, and this fear drives their decision making, is getting fired. That's their fear. And so their objective is to not get fired, and that means not bringing somebody onto their stage that bombs. So how do you protect yourself against somebody that bombs? Well, obviously you want to look at somebody's track record of success, but also what are their credentials? And being the author of a book is one of the best ways to credential yourself. There's a number of conferences that I attend that I'm aware of where they have a criteria that you can't even get on the main stage unless you are the author of a book. I can tell you we have numerous examples of authors of ours who are all entrepreneurs, and they have a real business that they run. And their purpose in using the book is to get invited to speak, because they know if they're speaking to the right audience, it's going to generate leads, and they can turn those leads into customers. And they might be selling a $50,000 business-to-business service. They might be selling product or technology in the tens of thousands of dollars. So they're using their book not to get invited to speak to make money as a professional speaker. They're using a book to get invited to speak to either sell product in the back of the room, a la a Dan Kennedy, or probably more so, they're using the book to get invited to speak to influence. Because when you're on stage and you give a 60-minute keynote presentation and you provide a lot of great value, there's a percentage of the audience that just heard you speak that immediately says, I want to talk to that guy more. I want to do business with that guy's company. And there's a flood of people in the back of the room that want to meet you. So speaking is one way. Another way is media, press. What credentializes you? A book, being featured in the Wall Street Journal. That's a credential, as seen on ABC or Fox News. Those are credentials that make you believable, that make you trusted, and position you as an expert and an authority. Because if you weren't an expert, if you weren't an authority, you wouldn't have been featured as a guest on CNBC. And so what is the objective of journalists? Well, believe it or not, it's similar to that of meeting planners, not get fired. And the reason that a journalist gets fired is they bring on a guest to a radio or a TV program, or they feature an expert in a story and it doesn't pass muster. And so journalists, just like meeting planners, are looking for safety and security. And one of the ways that you can make it safe for a journalist to interview you is by having authored a book on the topic that they want to interview you on. So using a book to get scads of free publicity, it's easy to do. It's a whole lot harder to do without the book. Lead generation, Ken, is one more that I'll talk about. And simply put, you said it before, a white paper, an online video, as soon as you close the window, gone forever. People will pull down their pants for you and give you so much free information and tell you so much about themselves and their business, all in the name of a free book. I've always been amazed at what people will do to get a free T-shirt at a football game.
Uh-huh.
People will do the same thing to get a free book. They will tell you all about their business, all about themselves. They'll tell you how much money they make. They'll tell you the state of their business. They'll tell you anything you ask them. And by giving us this information, we'll mail you a free copy of my book. So using the book to get pre-qualified leads that match your ideal client profile, another tremendous, tremendous way. The book outperforms any other bait when it comes to a direct response offer to get people to reply. So those are just three. I could go on for another hour, but speaking, publicity, lead generation, a book does more lifting with those three things than any other marketing tool.
Excellent. You know, I always think of a book as the great door opener. For the media, absolutely essential. From now on, everybody, when you're watching TV and you see the experts that they bring on, very often you'll hear author of, very, very powerful door opener. If you want invitations to speak at seminars, if there's a choice between 10 speakers and you're the guy that has the book on the subject, who are they going to pick? Obviously, you know, you're going to be the one that rises to the top. And I love this, the lead generation idea, because it really is a nice self-selecting offer. If you're not interested in the topic, you're probably not going to go through the effort of filling out the form. Who wants a book on a subject they're not interested in or they have no need to know about? It's a nice, clean way to match free offer to the right kind of prospect. And the great thing is, you know, let's say you're giving people, in the old days, one of the great premiums was steak knives, believe it or not. If you offered steak knives with the rest of your offer, it would boost your response rate. But if you give somebody steak knives or a free t-shirt, where does it lead you? It doesn't really lead you anywhere. But if you give someone a free book that features you and your knowledge and your information and demonstrates your expertise and builds your credibility, I mean, wow, how much better does it get? So Dan, as everybody knows or should know, has written a lot of books. I don't know what the total number is, Adam. I don't know if you're up on
yeah,
the exact count, but
it's 30.
Okay, there we go. Now, Dan doesn't do things just for fun. He does them because his experience tells him that the return on his time and money is a good one, or is an excellent one. So the fact that he consistently cranks out at least a book a year, you'd think, well, gee, he's written enough books. Can't he just coast on that? Nope. He realizes that having a new book opens new doors, creates new relationships, creates new interest in the marketplace. So he is a book, in addition to all the other things he does, he's a book producing machine. And his writing of books works hand in glove with his speaking business, which he's, you know, had for years and years and years, which is an integral part of his marketing. It's also a huge part of his overall strategy, which is to establish his credibility. I like the word credibility because it means you're trustworthy and you know what you're doing. You know, so we can say authority, we can say trustworthiness, we can say expertise, we can say credibility. But that's if you look at the very core of Dan's very successful approach, which has taught some people and gone on to be very successful, you know that's the foundation of it.
By the way, when he does something, that's a follow. When somebody does something, teaches 10 people or 100 people, Dan's case, hundreds of people, and they succeed with the same strategy, that's something really important to follow.
In martial arts, you've probably heard the term a grandmaster. What does that mean? Well, you're a master if you're really good. You're a grandmaster if you've taught people who've gone on to become masters, because that shows that what you're doing is of the highest quality. It can be transmitted to the next generation. And Dan Kennedy absolutely qualifies as a grandmaster of marketing. So this coming November, pretty quick actually, which is why we're doing this call. I want to make sure that nobody misses out on this. You want to be aware of this, and you want to examine it, and you want to consider it really carefully. This November, Dan is going to be down in South Carolina with Adam at Adam's company, in an event that Adam's company is putting on, talking about these two fundamental bedrocks of all marketing, of all business building, really. And it doesn't even have to be business. If you want to do community service and you want to do it at a high level, if you want to do charitable work and you want to do it at a high level, I mean, anything, if you want to advance a cause, if you want to raise awareness about a condition in the world, anything that you want to do is strengthened by developing your credibility and then being able to express that credibility through book and then also, though, on stage, which is sort of the ultimate place to do it. So let me ask you, Adam, to talk a little bit about the two topics that Dan's going to cover and what people can expect to learn from him over the 2 days.
The big idea here is authority marketing. And authority marketing is a strategic, systematic process to position yourself or your company as the leader, as the expert in your industry, in your community, or in your marketplace. And so being seen as the expert can be created by you. You don't just have to willy-nilly hope and pray that people see you as an expert. You can systematically craft a way to position yourself and your business so that is how people see you. And this is a marketing secret that very few pay attention to. And those that do are leading the field in whatever field they're in. They're at the top of their industry. And never before has Dan devoted 2 days to studying and teaching on this topic in depth. Never before in his 40-year career. Dan is retiring within the next few years. And so this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's 2 days, and the Authority Marketing Summit, which is led by Dan Kennedy, so you're getting 100% Dan. He's not one 90-minute keynote with 20 other speakers. He is the speaker. And what Dan did is he broke the program into 2 days. Day one is titled Advanced Strategies for Speaking to Influence and Speaking to Sell. Most of your listeners can probably know that Dan Kennedy was the number one speaker in terms of sales per head for the 9 consecutive years that he spoke on the Peter Lowe Success Tour. The Peter Lowe Success Tour went into basketball stadiums filled with 15 or 20,000 people. Norman Schwarzkopf and former presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush were speakers on the Peter Lowe Success Tour. But Dan Kennedy sold more product per head than any other speaker in the 9-year run that he spoke on the tour. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't sell a product from the stage, nor would I want to sell a product from the stage. That's fine, but I promise you want to be able to influence and persuade people by speaking from the stage. And so in the first day, Ken, Dan is going to outline the exact blueprint that he followed in those 9 years that he was speaking on the Peter Lowe Success Tour. He's going to give you the exact blueprint to follow to be invited to speak, and then to effectively go into a room and speak and achieve the outcome that you want, whether it be speaking to sell product and creating a table rush where people run to the back of the room to buy your books, to buy your tapes, to buy your home study kit, or whether it's simply to speak to influence, to generate leads, and to get people interested in ultimately doing business with you. If fully understood and utilized, speaking is probably one of the best kept secrets on growing a business. Day two is advanced strategies for writing and publishing to build prominence, omnipresence, and to build a business. And we've been talking a lot on this call about the importance of credibility, the importance of thought leadership, the importance of being seen as the authority. And as we just discussed, Dan has written 30 books. Dan has written plenty of newsletters, white papers. There's content that Dan's created online and offline. All has been done with a very specific purpose. And on the second day, Dan is going to give you the blueprint that he's used and he's followed in publishing content to get on the radar screens of customers. And so by having his blueprint that you can immediately implement in your business for speaking and then writing / creating content, those are the two things that you must do to create authority and to be seen as the authority in your industry, in your marketplace, in your community, whatever type of business or organization that you might be a part of.
Wow. You know, if you know, there's kind of two ways to go about being a marketer. One is just knocking endlessly on doors and having the same half-received presentation over and over again. Or there's taking a step back, thinking strategically about how you want to be perceived and positioned in a marketplace, and then creating the structures, a book, content, appearances at industry events, and leading with that. And that you almost don't even have to, I mean, you always have to make sales calls in this world. You always have to persuade one-on-one. There's no way to get away from that. But to do it the hard way, which is to do it without the tools, versus doing it with all these tools working for you and supporting you and being, you know, behind you as you go into battle, it's just such a night and day thing. So, I mean, let's say you didn't know who Dan Kennedy was, you didn't know who I am, you don't know who Adam is, but if you just think this through, what other tools are there? You know, there's nothing else. There's you on a stage in front of a qualified audience where the attention's on you and you're able to show your best side. There's having a book which establishes you as an authority, which you can put in people's hands and just demonstrate, I actually know what I'm talking about. Here's my book. Read it and see. If you just think this through on your own, you won't come to a better solution. There is no better solution. Now, when it comes to learning this skill from somebody, I'd be hard-pressed to imagine anybody on earth, if I can, who does this better and, more importantly, teaches it more thoroughly and better than Dan does. Dan, as he's heading towards retirement, as we all do, Gary Vaynerchuk, the great copywriter, has retired. I'm sort of in a semi-retired state. I keep doing a few projects, but then I go off for months and months, and I'm kind of retired. So some of the people that are most experienced in marketing are, you know, we're going off and doing our own thing. We're done. And it's kind of hard to replace the Gary Bensavengas and the Dan Kennedys of the world. In fact, I don't know who's going to be able to fill Dan's shoes. I cannot imagine who will be able to fill his shoes. In fact, I would venture to say that he's a sort of a once-in-a-generation phenomenon. I mean, maybe somebody else is going to appear who out of the blue that we've never met and we don't expect, but I wouldn't count on that. I would count on the sure thing. And actually, the sure thing is Dan here now. And I noticed that as he's getting towards the end of his career, he's making a great attempt to crystallize and systematize and explain in really fine detail the mechanisms by which he established his own business. You know, in the first several decades of his business, his focus was quite understandably on selling what he had to sell, you know, his courses, his seminars, his memberships, and so on. He didn't really have the time to say, okay, now I'm going to show you in great detail how I did this selling. That wouldn't make sense. But now as he's getting towards the end and he's got more time on his hands and he's thinking about his legacy and he's realizing, hey, if I don't tell people all these amazing things I did, they'll never know how I did them or that I did them at all. This is an unusual time in history to get things, because I've been a colleague and student of Dan since 1990. So do the math, whatever those years is, it's a lot of years. And he's always been, you know, the top drawer teacher of the practicalities of marketing. But in these years now, he's getting into more fine-tuned detail about how he actually made his own business work. And that is just extremely useful information to have. So you have kind of a coming together of situations. You have Dan talking about a very a series of very important practical concepts with practical detail about how to execute. You also have him at a stage in his career where he's, for whatever reason, is getting into detail that he's never gotten into before. And it's also kind of, you're not going to like see this again. Like, it's not like next month or next year or a couple of years from now, hey, we're going to do this again. No, he doesn't. Dan doesn't really operate that way. When he does a special day on something and he says it's the special day, it doesn't really get repeated again. So my strongest advice to anyone, whether you're starting out or in the middle of your career or like me, I'm going to say I'm at the end because I always come up with interesting projects that I want to do. But even if you're very advanced in your career, this subject, this topic of establishing credibility and authority and using your opportunities as a writer and as a speaker to the highest possible degree, that is something we can never learn enough about. And when you get a chance to learn it straight from a grand master, which he absolutely is, and you won't be able to find many people that can say that they're grandmasters. They may have been able to do great stuff. They weren't able to pass it along to their students. Dan is the opposite. Dan has generated more phenomenal, some people give him credit, some people don't, but those that are honest, and I'll be one of them, no way could I have done 1% of what I accomplished in the last several decades without having had Dan's guidance. I couldn't have done it. I would have had to take too long to learn. I would have been 90 years old by the time I learned half the things that he taught me within the first couple of years of knowing him. So, Adam, would you tell us where the website is for this conference, please?
It's authoritymarketingsummit.org, authoritymarketingsummit.org. You can register online for the summit. And you mentioned, Ken, to attend a two-day Dan Kennedy boot camp typically is anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
And the registration fee for one person is $1,495. And you can bring a guest for an extra $500. This is the lowest priced Dan Kennedy only training that's been done in the last 15 or 20 years. And Advantage, the company that I run, the reason we're subsidizing it is because we have authors all around the globe that we want to bring in to teach them about this. It's open to others that are not Advantage authors, and all the Advantage authors are paying to come too, but we purposely subsidized it so we could get as many of our authors and as many of the people in our network to learn from Dan as possible. So as you said, there's never been a Dan-only event at a more reasonable cost. And on top of that, it's 100% satisfaction guarantee by yours truly. And so if you come to the event and you feel like, gee, I paid $1,500 to come to this event and I did not get $1,500 worth of learning, then we'll write you a check for whatever you think it's worth and give you $200 towards your travel. So it's completely risk-free. And I make that promise because I've been around Dan for 20 years. I know what he's done for my business, and I know that he does not disappoint.
Great. Yeah, we're not going to see this kind of an opportunity again. I honestly can't remember ever. I'm sure there was a time way in the distant past when the dollar was worth more that Dan did a two-day event at this price point. I literally can't envision it. I can't draw it up from my memory when that was. So that's actually taking this full circle. That's what grabbed my attention about this originally. I saw the information. I thought, ooh, that looks really good. But, you know, I don't really want to spend $4,900 to go to something right now. You know, I could go to Mexico or go to Italy or something instead. And then I saw the price and I thought, wait a minute, I must be misreading this. This must be the early bird of all early bird prices. You need to be a platinum, you know, titanium, gold, silver, diamond member to get. No, this is the price for everybody on earth. So Adam, that put you on my radar right away. And then when I discovered that you published Dan's biography and you have some other publishing projects in the pipeline with him, I thought, wow, this is really something. I've got to share this. And that's one of the great pleasures of being in this business for me, the opportunity to discover new people that are doing great work. And Adam, however you pulled this off to get Dan to focus on these two topics for 2 days straight and to bring in it at such an amazing price point, that's a really that's a great service to everybody who wants to improve their marketing. And if you would just repeat the URL one more time, we'll say goodbye. And again, I encourage everybody to look at this, and the sooner the better, because time is flying by.
The website, Ken, is authoritymarketingsummit.org. And for anybody that maybe wants to call in to register, Brett Rowley is our event concierge, and you can call Brett at 843-725-7891. I'm going to repeat that phone number, area code 843-725-7891. Brett is our event concierge. If you're interested in attending or have questions, she can help you over the phone. Or if you'd prefer to just go online and take care of it, it's authoritymarketingsummit.org.
Great. Well, Adam, thanks for the time. Thanks for the interesting insights that you share with us today. And thank you for putting on this event. I really appreciate it.
Ken, it's my pleasure. I've spent my entire career helping entrepreneurs grow their business. I'm an entrepreneur myself. And the one thing I'll say is that I think what makes this country great and what makes the world we live in great is that people have the ability to start something from nothing and turn it into something significant. And so helping entrepreneurs grow gives me more satisfaction than anything you can imagine.
Yep, I believe it. I know what you're talking about. All right, well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Lots of good tips on this call. You might want to listen to it again, and you definitely want to go and take a look at what's on offer down in South Carolina in the beautiful city of Charleston. If you've never been there, it's quite a unique and attractive place. So, Adam, thanks again.
Thanks, Ken.